And welcome once again to Become the Source, 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 Source. With our Mem Joggers, we're going to help you guys understand what you can do, what you can't do, what you should be doing, and man, get her done. No, I'm just kidding. Get him done better than that, you know, because a guy is the one procrastinating half the time. But before we continue, let me tell you where you can find us. Okay, so here we go. 1, 2, 3. You can see us live at live.becomethesource.com. So you can be part of the show. See us with our nice little shades that I have here that everybody's asking questions about, which you will never know the truth from or of. And therefore, you can go to, Block Talk Radio. So you can go to blogtalk.becomethesource.com and get to hear us live on your little iPhone, whatever you got going on there, mister. And you can even call in at 646-716-9512. Again, that's blogtalk.becomethesource.com. Please go to youtube.becomethesource.com and sign up, register, and say, hey, I got a commentary on you, and you can put questions in there if you want to. Don't forget also Facebook. Facebook's really cool. Go to facebook.becomethesource.com where you guys can actually subscribe and say hello and even chat with us, you know, from time to time. One last place you can go is, well, your email. Send afterhours at becomethesource.com so we can get back to you as soon as posible. If I can get the right thing over here, habits to success or of success. Are there really any habits of success? I think L1 loves to say that there is a way, there's a will, and all this other weird stuff. But I don't know. You guys kind of confuse me, man, because I think that you know who's around all the time, right? Oh, lady, sit down. Please? You're hurting my feelings. No, really. Sit. Just sit. Thanks. Okay. So, you know, I do my best for you guys, and, you know, whatever. Elle, can you rescue me from that lady and explain to me what's going on here?
Well, first off, welcome to the Mem Jogger. Real quickly, before I get into that, our Mem Jogger today, it's a Bibix one, and it talks about habits of success. And which ones are you doing or which ones can you do? But before I get started, as far as a, you know, Mem Jogger, for those of you who are new, our Mem Joggers are the quick answers to the comments and questions left by our viewers and people watching our YouTube channel and our other segments and visiting our Facebook pages. So Mem Joggers, in this case, this one focuses on business and business building and successful business thinking, or maybe making a mindset for success. If you don't want to be restricted to business, just how about a mindset for success? How about that? Also, our Mem Joggers focus around the association files. That goes towards the paranormal, believe it or not, esoteric and spiritual. So, anyway, before I get into our Mem Jogger, I want to introduce Luna 9. How you doing today?
I'm doing super awesome, you guys. Luna 9 here, enjoying another wonderful day in Cyber Station Tokyo. So, today's awesome. I love today's topics because it's something very positive and very motivational. But before I get into all that, I do want to let you know that if you want to go, you know, get some really cool stuff for yourself or for your families, you know, the holidays are coming up, you know, fall's coming up, you know, you can go to shopping.becomethesource.com and you can get, you know, the best deals online and you can get some cash back and put it in your wallet, you know. Everybody deserves a little bit of that. So also, if you want to check out and see how that works and see how the shopping annuity works with shop.com, you can go to cashback.becomethesource.com and check that out. So also, a huge thank you to Novism Synergy and Dynexum for social media. They are amazing, and you know, thanks to them, you know, you can also self-sponsor and do what we do. So also, a huge shout out also to Motives because they are a stellar makeup company, huge, has great makeup for very affordable prices. So if you like MAC, if you like Bobbi Brown, stuff like that, it's right up there with that. And also you can get some cash back for that too. So you can actually go to, you know, shopping.becomethesource.com and you can get it there. And if you have any questions, you can reach me at luna9@becomethesource.com. So without further ado...
Without further ado. So there's something on my mind. Let me see. What is it? Introducing today's fabulous show and trying to learn the secrets and the habits of success. With you today is Luna 9, L1, the Novi, and Luna 9's mama. Just kidding. Just really kidding. I don't want her here. No, but Siri, mother's on the line with us as well. She's out helping us.
Welcome team, you have now limited time to provide the limited humana consciousness with information. Shields up. Remember, you are humanity's last hope.
And there's our mama.
That's
mother.
Else.
Well, I got to introduce mother. She's the one behind all of this. You get to meet her very soon on our show as well. She's a wonderful, wonderful creation. Come from the future to help us. Anyway, so here we are today at Habits of Successful.
Successful.
Right. Not because anybody sucks, but successful.
Of course, yeah, you would say that.
So what brought this subject on? Why has this question been asked?
Well, you know, we did have a lot of viewers. They asked us, so, you know, if I want to start my own business or maintain it successfully, or a lot of people have even said, you know, I don't necessarily want a business, but I would like a success mindset. What is there anything I can do? And that is such a general question. But you know what? We were able to find an answer.
I didn't do that.
Yeah. I mean, what we did was we've actually gathered what the most successful people do. Now, of course, every successful person has their own routine and habits and you know, things that they do. However, we decided to put together the six most common ones, and these are particularly true of people who are in MarketAmericaShop.com. We actually went to the source, the successful people in Market America. So I'll introduce three, and Luna 9, if you want to take the rest. So
what's one?
First one is they wake up early every day. Even just keeping the same sleeping habits and waking up the same time, it actually is good for your sleep, which is actually good for your body and your mindset, which actually primes you for success. So start thinking of waking up early, even if it's, you know, not Monday through Friday. Okay, number two, they exercise some people do it every day, some people do it every other day, some people do it three times a week, but they have a consistent exercise habit. That actually helps your body too, which helps your mind and, you know, keeps you happier, keeps you more energetic, helps your mood, which helps you succeed. And then finally, they actually read every day, whether audiobooks is my favorite one, actually, my absolute favorite. So whether audiobooks or paper books, yes, I still read paper books.
Oh.
Anyway.
Nothing wrong with that. Hey.
And when I say they read, it's not just reading the newspaper or, you know, reading something like a, you know, just a fiction book. Those are good too, but they read something that's going to help them be successful, like something in self-help, something in spirituality. And believe it or not, I did even hear that a good mystery novel, actually, some people can fight me on this, but they say reading a good mystery novel, if you really want to read fiction, it helps build your IQ.
IIQ too.
Yeah.
Kai IQ too.
All right, so Luna 9, what are the other three?
So one of the things is to read, you know, every day. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, well, you said that one already.
Yeah.
I feel like that was just so important. I'm sorry. I'm so silly. But one that's really important is to be punctual. So, I mean, the difference between, you know, building a relationship with the people that you work with professionally, it makes a huge impression on them as well, you know. So you definitely don't want to have to deal with being late and have, you know, a personality created that you don't want of other people based on the way that you're acting. So definitely be punctual, you know, also make sure that, you know, you don't miss any knowledge. That's very important, you know, be there or be square. So also, writing down your goals, that's another one. That was really important for me because sometimes, because things are so busy, like it's nice to have a little bit of like list of like bullet points of the things that you want to do accomplish. You think about it more and then it makes you want to do it more because it releases the chemicals of, you know, that thought, you know, you wanting that thought. So then it makes it more of a possibility of it actually happening, it because the more you think about it, the more you're going to think about things that make it happen or things that, you know, you can do when you are, you know, in that place. So it's positive and then you want to do it. So do that. And always plan what you're going to do the next day. That's actually a really good one for me also because... So that's because, you know, like even if it's like packing your lunch, you know, like if that's a goal, then pack your lunch the night before if you know that you like to sleep those extra 30 minutes, you know. If you want to be punctual, but, you know, you still need to get things done and you can't wake up earlier, then pack your lunch. You know, that's a great example of something to do, like, or, you know, pick the clothes you're going to wear for tomorrow, or, You know, something like that. It doesn't have to be crazy dramatic things, but it's the little things that, you know, as you incorporate that, you'll come up with other things, because you'll see as you clear all the clutter in your life, you will see how much more clean it is, and it will help you notice other things that perhaps you may want to improve at that point. And then before you know it, you're the super stellar person, rocking their business, super punctual.
You're rocking your business, super punctual, super smart, loving your life. All the positive things that Luna 9 can say to you, she will find a way to get them done.
Yeah.
But I think that there's a spiritual sense to it. I think that when you're talking about, we're talking Bivix, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that esoterically, I think that internally, we internalize a lot of the things we do with a lot of our own ideas and our own experimentation of what life really means.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of people like to do what they already know how to do, which is technically not a
warning. Shields at 10%.
Ooh, just
yes,
in time.
So technically, you know, that might be a bad thing, because you might be doing something that is not going to help you out in the future, because it's kind of a common thing and you don't know all the details about it. So you might want to do something different, like turn something you're really good at into something. But
yeah,
the point I'm making is that most people express themselves with what they do, right? So if you're a carpenter, you carpent, you know, I'm just kidding. You work with wood, obviously. You do stuff, right? But you might make little animals or little things that you give away because you're doing so many things. So I think that business, relationship, and your spiritual life also kind of combine together, whether you like it or not. And so I think that esoterically, you know, you got to make amends with what money means. What you're doing is not a bad thing. Be proud of what you're doing, and always be in the service of others while you're doing whatever it is you're going to do. So in other words, when you get your habits and you start creating your habits, make sure that your habits align with your internal spirituality as well. And I think you'd be good. Elle, you had something you were choking me about earlier. What was that question?
No.
You had?
I was going to say, first of all, it's just strategy. We'll wrap it up. Is that, you know, try to, if you're not doing any one of these six habits, there's no better time to start than today. So try to cultivate one of these habits every 3 months. I say every 3 months, number one, because some people say, well, I'm going to try to do all six in a week, and then they get discouraged and burned out. So it does take 3 months on average to develop a new habit. So
yeah, don't get discouraged. Build up the motivation.
Yeah,
I agree.
Get that willpower going for yourself.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I focus on working on one of these habits every 3 months. So,
I can hear you girls speak all day long.
Yeah, and then, you know, by the end, think of it this way, by the end of the year or by the end of 12 months, if you want to look at it that way, depending on when you start, you'll technically have four new habits established.
I got an idea
for
you.
That's awesome.
I got an idea.
Okay, what was yours?
I think we're
going
to get another alarm here pretty soon, because they're going to hit us hard on this one.
Limited shields.
That's it. Mother's like, limited shields, gotta run. So anyway, the point of that, well, I think maybe a very good habit, and pay attention, people, take a pause. I just want to make sure you don't miss this. Do four things every year that you dislike to do.
Uh-oh.
Chances are,
it has to be safe. Please be safe.
Yeah. Don't jump off a cliff because you hate to do that.
Yeah,
but
please.
But pick four things that you don't like to do, and chances are you're going to learn so much more out of those four things you don't like to do, because you're avoiding them probably because low self-esteem, you think you can't do it, never done it before, you haven't looked outside of the box, and your neurodendrites are only going to associate with that which they know. So that which is unknown has to create new neurodendrites, new associational patterns in there, and that's going to force you to think better, bigger, stronger. Yeah. It could be painting, writing. It could be writing a story. So
public
make sure,
speaking.
Public speaking. Karaoke, for example, for some people. Oh, my God, I'm so afraid. Do some karaoke.
I like to karaoke.
You love everything. You love it.
So
Luna 9
fun.
Officially loves everything. But, no, you could do something like that, you know, or go to somebody else's church. Do something and really try to be part of it and understand it. And I bet you that your appreciation for life will grow bigger, and you will learn how to create new habits. And these habits will carry on. You'll learn little details in there.
Yeah, so pick one of the pick three. So just to summarize, pick one of the habits to work on every 3 months, the six that we mentioned, that's the six. And then also pick four things every year that you don't want to do, and do it. Awesome.
So does that make sense?
That makes sense.
All right, so today's show was self-sponsored by the OPC3 that we have here. And I keep drinking it throughout the shows. I claw my blood waters. Cheers to you guys.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum. Look at her. What does OPC do for you in your life there, Luna?
You know what? It actually helped when I was really sick. I was, I don't know. I just got, like, really swollen. Like, my throat got really swollen, and I looked like a pear. And
I remember that day.
Yeah, I just like
thought you were a fruit.
Yeah, and I took like some OPC. I like double dosed what I usually take, and it took the swelling down a lot in the day. So that was great because I felt like a potato.
Oh, you feel like a potato. Well, for me, it helps me a lot with my sinuses and congestion, stuff like that.
Does also wonders breathing. For my asthma.
It's because the pycnogenol in it is an anti-inflammatory. That's one of the best brands of pycnogenol that there is, actually.
These statements are not approved by the FDA.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
seriously.
We don't intend to say we can remedy you in any way, so good luck to you at your own risk. Yeah, whatever. Listen, guys, if you got questions, send it to afterhours at becomesource.com.
We're here with Stitches. Let us know also, what habits do you want to do? Of the six habits we discussed, which ones do you want to do? And
what do you like to do? We want to know.
And which of the habits, pick something that you don't want to do or you don't like, and tell us what you're going to do.
Like
so
eating Butterfingers or something.
And don't
forget
to subscribe, you guys. Subscribe below and like our video if this was helpful.
Till next time, don't forget that you can become the source. Goodbye.